Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and co-host Green Diva Mizar share resources and ideas as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your host, Green Diva Meg.
All right, welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
I'm Green Diva Mizar.
I'm Green Diva Gina. Hey, everybody.
I'm trying to get used to my new microphone. I have to be much, much more on it.
You have to eat it.
To eat the microphone. Yeah.
Well, sounds pretty good, though.
It does.
Totally worth it.
Get my sexy voice on.
You don't even have to. You just kind of get into the mic and you'll be fine.
I know. It's working for me.
It's nice.
So we have a loaded show. We have another My Earth, Green Divas My Earth 360 episode segment, whatever you want to call it, coming in.
With Green Diva Lynn. I'm not going to attempt her last name.
Hasselberger.
Okay. I'll try to remember.
Well, Green Diva Lynn is great. And she's got a lot of, you know, a lot. She's keeping up with all the latest environmental news. And there's a lot of it.
I'll have her avatar finished this week.
That'll be fun.
So you can. Mm-hmm. And she's the blonde. So you've got a redhead, two brunettes, and a blonde. It's going to be good.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Now, and then, you know, because we're talking to Ekla, E-K-L-A, Ekla, yes. Home and Ekla Textiles, which is based in Brooklyn and L.A., and they're making non-toxic furniture. Beautiful. Very, very beautiful.
Yeah, we've been looking at pictures.
I know.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, very pretty.
But they're going to talk to us a bit about why. Why we should care about all these elements. And, you know, you think when you start to think about it, it's actually scary.
Well, because you know what? I think that we cover a lot as Green Divas as far as toxicity and environmental impact, et cetera, et cetera. But I just don't know that we ever really. All right, I'll admit, except for the fact that I do sleep on a memory foam mattress because it was a gift, I've never thought about the toxicity of my furniture.
Yeah.
Never.
No, you don't really.
But, I mean, look, it's bad enough that I do sleep on one of those memory foam mattresses, which I really don't like.
Well, if you think about it, when people are buying mattresses, what is the mindset? Is it comfortable? Can I sleep well? Does it make my back feel better?
And how much is it?
And how much
and
is,
the difference between like a $900 mattress, which is pretty good, but a $2,500 luxury organic mattress, it's a lot of money.
That price goes up to $36,000 for a hand-stitched, organic, beautiful mattress. I mean, who's going to pay for that? I mean, I can't. I have to take a second mortgage in order to do that. But
I'm not there.
But nobody, I think, ever thinks about what they put their butt on when they watch the game.
Or what they put their face on when they go to bed at night.
Yeah, see?
True.
Listen to this segment. I think it's going to be a good one. Stay tuned for that. And because we're kind of we decided we're talking about toxins in the environment and detoxing our homes with furniture, Gina's going to do a Foodie Files.
Yes. So I did a Foodie File this week on foods that naturally detox your body.
Right.
So you'll see in my post a list of them, and then I also mention a recipe too.
I can't wait to make that recipe.
Yeah.
So we were talking in our production meeting. I said, "What are you doing, Mizar?" And I thought, "Well, what kind of a DIY thing can I do?" And I thought, "Well, it's winter. I'm going to detox faces."
All right.
Just
my face.
DIY.
You can detox my face.
Well, it's DIY recipes.
Right.
For detoxing your face. And they're out there. And it's funny because we're talking about your post as well.
Yeah.
Some of the ingredients are the same.
Right, because they naturally...
Correct.
I know in the past my sister and I have posted some DIY recipes that we've concocted for beauty products. I don't know what we have for face.
I don't know if I would use the word concocted with beauty, but okay, we'll run with it.
Concocted beauty products. I don't know.
That kind of reminds me of like when you go to the dentist and they're like, oops. And you're you know what I mean? Or like you're at the hairdresser and they're like,
right.
Uh-oh. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, geez. What is that? Yeah,
exactly. That's the worst sound.
I didn't think concocted was that bad. I thought it meant mixing it up.
No, it does. Yeah. It does. But it's got kind of a connotation of like you know, bubble, toil and trouble,
it
cauldron boiling, cauldron bubble.
Yeah,
I'm concocting a
Well, of course, yeah, that's kind of the kind of
it is. Well, that's really what it is too. You are mixing and concocting, but
Diva's Test Kitchen, and we did. We came up with, so anyway, if any of them are relevant, you'll put them in your post.
Yeah, no, send them to me. I'll put them right in. That'll be good.
So I want to mention we have two fabulous sponsors. Mm-hmm. One is buygreen.com. And of course, this is going out just before Valentine's Day, so you may not have enough time to get all of the fun Valentine's gifts that are on sale. But there's always, always good stuff on sale.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, after Valentine's Day, go to the Valentine's Clearance Center.
Yeah, there you go.
You'll save them for next year because it'll still be good, sustainable stuff.
I bet they won't have any of that underwear left.
Well, no, he only has a large. I've been checking. But he has a lot of other really cool stuff. Like, he has some men's underwear that has a few other sizes. And he also has a ton of, like, jewelry. Some really pretty earrings are on that website, too. So there are options.
Oh, that's good.
Even though the underwear is, you know, what I would want it.
Yeah. But you know what? Doug, if you saw Gina, she'd be using that underwear as a beach towel, I guarantee you.
So the other sponsor is Dover Rent-A-Rec, which is also known affectionately as Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Rec. And don't let the name fool you. These are not cars that are wrecks at all. They're just late models or, you know, slightly gently used. I don't know. I don't even think they like that term. But I've seen a lot, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And so anyway, what people are going to do is go to thegreendivas.com, and right in the upper right corner, the first banner ad you see will be a link to his Facebook page.
I liked it already.
And he's got several locations here in northern New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Like a half a dozen locations. And, of course, there's locations all over the country.
Can I get a K-car?
A K-car? I'm reasonably sure they don't have any that late
model. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I was just trying to find the funniest car. I mean, I know I'm not getting a Studebaker, and I'm not going to get a Prius either, but I thought, oh, okay.
But if you follow Smarty Marty's on Facebook, he does these daily Smarty Marty's words of wisdom, and they're actually really great.
Good.
Very, very fun and some humorous things as well.
That's
so
good.
It's worth a try.
Yeah, check them out.
So check out Smarty Marty's Rent-A-Rec, Dover Rent-A-Rec.
Good. Listen, on the topic of cars, can I go into this?
Yeah, go. Go.
Oh.
Yeah, we got a weird email this week,
It was a comment or an email?
It was an email. It was an email to me.
Directly to
you.
Whoa.
Yes.
It was an email directly to Green Diva Meg. Okay, so we got the email right after you came back from Detroit, and I think you had posted everything about the EV cars and the eco-friendly and the innovations.
I've been driving EVs and plug-ins.
You've been driving them all, yeah.
Yeah. Now, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Of course.
This is how, and everybody is, right? So you get this email from, it is EVHype12. And it was copied to a gentleman named Mark Modica, who is apparently used to be a Subaru dealer, who is now like so anti-EV.
Right. He's like the spokesperson for, you know,
For gas guzzlers. I mean, right. I think I'm exaggerating there. And I'm not going to stoop down to EV Hype 12's level. I'm going to just say it again. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Yeah.
But when you write and then send an email with derogatory, slanderous, evil.
And it wasn't even about us.
No.
It was the weirdest thing.
Well, because you had done the post and had named several folks that you had talked to out there in Detroit who are EV proponents.
Right.
And to use language the way he did, and boy, I hope he's listening, because it's just, you know, first of all, we shouldn't even be dignifying it with any kind of a response. However, these are friends of ours. And in their defense, you know, again, you're entitled to your opinion, but to spew the way you spewed, Mr. EV Hype 12 copied Mr. Mark Modica. Boy, I hope you're listening. You know what?
Yeah, that
just
went nuts.
I did, because you know what? It just devalidates you.
Yeah. I like that. Devalidate.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
Because here you think, okay, you're going to get a comment. No. You know, if you sprinkle it with derogatory and insulting
words. There wasn't anything factual or you know, there's just nothing, there was no argument in there. It was just a nasty, nasty email. Horrible. About one of our favorite green car dudes and
another gentleman as well.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? What kind of crap is this?
So, well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even if he had sent us an email being like, you know what? EV cars are not my thing, or just expressed his email. Yeah, yeah. Sure. Like you said, he's entitled to his opinion. But when you sprinkle in some really derogatory things,
rude.
It's terrible.
Oh, I was so mad. You know, I was so mad.
First Amendment and all that. Whatever. Bye-bye. Yeah. So we're not going to talk about that anymore. But what we are going to talk about is some fun products we've been reviewing. And one of the reasons I have taken my time on some of these is their skincare products. Speaking of skincare products. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to really kind of use them for like 30 days and really get a feel for them. We got a whole package of Jason products. And I'm sure a lot of people have seen Jason products over the years in health food stores and health food aisles or whatever, you know, the healthy beauty aisle. But I have been using this soothing 84% aloe vera, especially in the winter.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I have this weird like, kind of eczema patchy thing there that I've been using it on. And it's helping. It's on my ring finger.
Kidding,
I know.
Kidding.
It's on my ring finger, my wedding
No, but
finger.
It does that. It does that. The ring.
So it's helping and it's so luscious. I love, love, love this. And I'm actually going to be very sad when that tub of stuff is gone.
I don't blame you. And then you were kind enough to leave the Jason Glowing Apricot Pure Natural Hand and Body Lotion here in the studio.
I have been adoring that.
Because every time Gina and I come in here, we slather it on. Of course, we leave greasy fingerprints everywhere, but we don't care because this stuff is great. It's great.
I love anything with apricot.
Oh, it's wonderful. And then they also sent two little serums. Yeah. And this one is, what I like about it is that they're in glass bottles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the glass is orange, which is so fabulously trendy. I love it.
Love it.
This one is the Pure Natural Sea Light Skin Tone Balancer. But I have I took the anti-wrinkle stuff. And I leave it right on my desk in front of my screen.
Yeah.
And every morning I sit down and I get myself ready for the day and I go, squirt, 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 apply, 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 apply.
And don't you glow.
And so, am I glowing?
You are. You're glowing.
It's a lovely shade of orange. I'm sure enough. No. Really, we do love this stuff. We really do.
Now, and I've had a regimen that also included some products from Tilth Beauty, which is gluten-free. You know, don't think about it, but there may be gluten, I think, in some skincare products. And so someone went to the trouble of, for someone who is extremely sensitive to gluten, to make, these Tilth Beauty products, which are all gluten-free. I think it's a good idea.
Do they smell nice, too?
Actually, they're really neutral, which is good for me.
For you, because fragrances, you're sensitive, that's right.
So I've been using the Intense, speaking of serum, I've been using the Intense Restoration Moisturizer Cream on my face.
Oh, you look so renewed.
Ah, refreshing. Lovely. Every morning I put this Eye Wondrous Serum on, and then I use that, at night I put the eye serum on. That's right. At night it's the eye serum. Then I use this Tilth Beauty Intense Restoration Cream, and then I use the Jason Moisturizer on the body.
Right. Now, Gina doesn't need any of this stuff.
No, Gina's just sitting there like,
she's a spring chicken. Wrinkles? What are we talking about? I don't know what they are.
I'll get them one day, though.
You will. You've got olive oil in your skin, in your veins,
I do. You mean wine in my veins and olive oil in my skin?
Both. Both, because that's, you know, us Mediterranean types are like that, too. But, Megan, you're looking pretty fine, honey.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I think this regimen... And I'm so sensitive. I really am the canary in the coal mine when it comes to skincare products. Yeah. And they will say organic or natural, but if there's anything iffy in
there, remember that
I
one
break
time
out instantly.
It was we did get something from someone and your skin turned beet red.
Oh yeah.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But it did.
So I'm just saying these products, if you're looking for clean, effective, luxurious
and lovely
on
stinky
skin.
On the Jason's apricot stuff.
And again, I like so many of these things, I guess, come in plastic and that bums me out.
Yeah, me too.
And they kind of lose a couple points, but one of these things is in glass and one of your things is in
Both
glass.
Both of the Jason serums are in glass.
Yeah, Tilth, the moisturizing cream is in glass. And I always appreciate less plastic.
Oh, don't we all?
You know?
Yeah, less don't plastic. We all? For sure. Yeah.
So anyway. Good reviews on all of these things so
far. Yeah. Again, I'm very grateful that you leave this on the studio console here so
oh,
that
we
can
to
just
share. We'll try to.
Yeah, I like it when you leave hand cream and snacks.
Yeah, yeah. We got to get more snacks. We haven't had snacks in a while.
Oh, what's up with that?
I know. Is that one company kept sending us snacks?
What, the crunchy one?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. The crunchy. It's yeah. Funlies. I know. I think it's down there.
It was Funlies.
No, our... not well. That's one of them. But there was another one called Crunchies or something.
Hold on.
Yep. There
it
is.
Oh, look Crunchies. What I have in my hot little hand. Crunchies roasted vegetables.
Oh, those are good too.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna have a snack. Would you like a snack?
Yeah.
We're gonna crunch out into the break crunch and then out. Come back with so much more.
Oh, all right, stay tuned.
Look at Gracie knows. Like, oh, she loves these too.
Crunchies. All right, stay tuned. Lots coming up.
Want to understand what climate change is really all about? Want to get the latest in environmental news? Listen to the Green Divas My Earth 360 report to keep up with everything you need to know.
Okay, I'm so psyched to have Lynn Hasselberger back from My Earth 360 to do our Green Divas My Earth 360 report this week. There's a lot going on.
She's a regular. It's good to have her. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
You make me regular.
Oh, my God. It's
I'm
always...
sorry. I don't know where that came from.
That's I don't good. Either.
But
I'm
it
glad
was...
to be of help, though.
Yes, you are. It's all good.
It's more like than I ever imagined.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited because I like the way that this is kind of emerging, and the news that Lynn is coming up with is the stuff that, you know, I want to pay attention to, and I like that she encapsulates it and captures it. I don't know how else to put it. So tell us what's going on this week, and I'll just shut up.
Before I get into newsy news, can I tell you about a special Valentine's Day related action, kind of an activism thing?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Tis the season.
Yes, love is in the air.
And we all love bees, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. We are big bee people.
Very much so.
Yeah, I actually used to be afraid of them, but that's another story. This week is actually Bee Week of Action.
Huh.
And it goes through February 16th, just in time for Valentine's Day. I'm saying actually a lot today.
That's actually good.
For the Love of Bees Valentine's letters, which are addressed to Home Depot and Lowe's, and it tells them to stop selling pesticides containing neonicotinoids.
Yeah.
Neonicotinoids. I love saying that.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, but right. Can you spell it, Lynn, is what I want to know.
Not really.
Actually,
that would make a good spelling bee contest, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it would.
In the name of bees. Anyway, I hate the chemical, but yeah, it's definitely fun to say the word. But the neonicotinoids are bee-killing pesticides.
Right.
And they hide in more than half of the quote-unquote bee-friendly garden plants that are sold at Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, no. That's
without
upsetting.
Without warning to consumers.
Really?
And
when you say hide, I'm sorry, when you say hide.
Well, they're just not labeled.
Right, okay.
Being in there. And these are labeled as bee-friendly garden plants, but in fact, they contain bee-killing pesticides.
Okay,
and
that's...
a lot of people are buying them with the intent of providing habitats for bees because they're worried about bees.
Yeah.
And it's just a bad, vicious circle. So you can go to the foe.org/bee-action, to that website, and print out your own Valentine's Day and bring them into your local Home Depot and Lowe's.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Can you email them to other Home Depots and Lowe's?
There's also a
petition.
There's a petition in the same link if you just want to do it that way. But I recommend doing it both ways. But
yeah.
If you can't get out of the house because you're snowed in, or
which is entirely possible,
you have flooding or something,
yeah,
then definitely send in the email, the online letter.
I'm going to do this. We should get Zeke Freeman to see if he's from Bee Raw Honey. He may want to participate. I bet you he's even spearheading it in some way too.
Right,
but
probably.
Yeah. Wow. You know what? You said it's, you called it one thing, but I think it's fraud. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
But it, you know, could be somewhat ignorance on somebody's part, but whatever it is, once it's known, come on, fix it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let's go, people. So what else is going on this week?
Well, for something that we don't love, but Senator Ted Cruz says that we should. Mm-hmm. He actually said, if you're a Birkenstock-wearing, tree-hugging Greenpeace activist...
Did he say that? Did he say this?
That's a quote.
What does he know? He's Canadian.
Guess what he's referring to?
The Keystone Pipeline?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. And that's something we talked about last week.
But you know that he's born in Canada. He is Canadian.
That's no excuse.
No, it's no excuse. But, you know, it may be a conflict of interest because the Keystone. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What is he at?
You're right.
You see, I just get all flummoxed by this because it makes me so angry.
Yeah,
and he basically says that the tar sands are going to happen anyway, so they might as well come through the U.S.
Because
otherwise they'll go to China and be processed there and maybe processed in a more non-eco-friendly way.
Correct. I heard an interview on NPR a while back that if America sort of vetoes this pipeline coming down through central, since mid-America, and to the Louisiana refineries, Canada is going to find a way to sell this anyway. So we're like caught between a rock and a hard place in some respects.
Yeah, and it's just dirty stuff. And it's going to be going over the Agalala Aquifer. Won't Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, Agalala.
That supplies 83% of Nebraska's irrigation water.
Oh, that's a little scary.
And, you know, there's probably going to be spills.
Yeah, if I lived in Nebraska, I'd be like, no, thank you, no.
And that's kind of scary.
Over 1,000 miles long, so it's going to be impacting a lot of areas in the U.S. So the there's a public comment period that goes through March 7th.
Okay, so people should know.
So you can post them electronically to the State Department, and I'll have a link there.
Good, because I think that the key is someone needs to also write a letter to our Senator Cruz, because you just don't – why would you stir the pot using that kind of language? It's not bad language, but it certainly is inflammatory language.
So, so you know, the bottom line is this is all why we need to be less and less dependent on fossil fuels. And I know it's a transition. Like, you know, it's not going to happen overnight, but this is why we need to really push and invest – a lot of time and energy in renewables because, you know, in 50 years, we really don't need to be doing this crap.
No.
Well, in 10 years, too. And Gina was just saying when she came in that that Lockheed Martin down in Australia is finding a way or trying to find a way to harness electricity through waves crashing on the shore. Did you hear anything about this, Lynn?
No, not yet.
I just saw it in a press release maybe an hour or two ago.
Oh, okay.
So wait until, like, Reuters or Bloomberg posts it. But that's what I heard.
Oh, I think that's pretty cool.
It's renewable.
Yeah. Right. Let's get on it, people.
Yes, all right. Indeed.
So what else is going on?
The other thing related to Ted Cruz, to make it even more flummoxed. He is planning to introduce an energy bill that will focus on scaling down regulation and scaling up production in the oil and gas industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does he have? Whatchamacallit? Dick Cheney and... what the heck? Halliburton in his back pocket? Probably.
Well, you know, this stuff's going to keep happening as long as lobbyists rule the Senate and the Congress, and as long as, you know, money is what buys politicians now. I mean, seriously, I don't get my going. But until they regulate how people become elected and how they get their money, how they fundraise. Until that gets fixed, this is really nonsense.
Yeah. So, Lynn, if he's writing this bill, how is that going to? How would that be applied? And the ramifications thereof?
Well, he's calling it the American Energy Renaissance Act.
What?
That is really ridiculous.
That's absurd.
Twisted.
It's meant to stop the federal government from preventing America's energy renaissance. It is maddening. Let me see here. I just was reading an article called The Six Ways Ted Cruz Wants to Increase Carbon Pollution, all in one bill.
Yep.
So that kind of says it all.
Yep.
It's reducing regulation on things like fracking, approving the Keystone XL, forcing Congress to vote on EPA regulations, which, you know, will only slow those down. because he wants to look at those as killing jobs. Well,
we have to wrap this up. So we could talk all day about this, but what I want people to do is go to thegreendivas.com and see the post that Lynn does that's got this and all kinds of other wonderful, important, not always fun, but important highlights of environmental news this week and things we need to pay attention to. And if you feel inclined, take action.
Yeah, let's start a petition deporting Ted Cruz back to Canada.
Yeah, yeah, he can have his own renaissance up there by himself.
Yeah, go to Saskatchewan.
Put him on his own cruise.
Yeah, thank you. Good job, Lynn. Good call.
Thanks a lot, Lynn. What a wonderful report. And I'm looking forward to, you know, next week.
All right, you guys take care.
Bye, Lynn.
Thanks, Lynn.
Okay,
bye-bye.
To find out more about this Green Divas My Earth 360 report, visit thegreendivas.com. And to learn even more about climate change and environmental news, go to myearth360.com. The Green Divas love food. Organic, local, fresh, whole, delicious food. Here now is another Green Diva foodie file.
Okay, another fun foodie file.
Yes.
So since this week we're talking a little bit about toxins in our environment,
right.
We're talking to Ekla, the home furnishing people. I'm not sure what the tagline is, but anyway, that kind of led us to this idea of detoxing.
Right. So yeah, get the toxins. You know, they shouldn't be in our products. They shouldn't be in our bodies either. So,
you know, your task this week was to come up with some good detoxifying foods.
Yes. So I do have a list, and you'll have to go to my post for the full list. But the first food I think we should talk about in general is just green tea.
Oh, I love
tea. Or just any kind of tea in general.
Any kind of tea, because I've just never really,
I know,
really,
you made a face. You pulled a face.
You did a face.
It's just not my thing. I don't know why. You know, I've got a nice palate. I really enjoy a lot of things, but green tea is kind of like,
well, any kind of tea is full of antioxidants. It's really going to flush you out in a good way.
Right.
You know?
Yes. A lot of these foods will. That's the whole point of detoxing.
I would guess that you would recommend buying like loose tea rather than the processed tea bags if possible. Because that's what I do. I go to the Chinese Asian market and I buy the loose tea.
Right.
Yeah.
I recommend doing that. That's what I've been doing, to be honest. If I go to a favorite tea house, I grab tea from them to support local. Or, yeah, I just go to, you know, you go to Murray Hill in New York City, called Curry Hill for a reason, and there's all these beautiful Indian markets, and they have the best selection of tea you'll ever find.
There's a post, and we'll link it in your post too.
Right.
I did a whole bunch of research on tea, so we'll.
Yeah, when I first got here, yeah. I believe we. Yeah. So, anyways, you have to get your tea ready.
I have my tea here, just so you know.
Some other foods that's totally Green Diva approved, because I know Meg, you make your borscht.
Yeah.
But beets are one of the only foods that have I think it's betalains, I believe is what they're called. But they're plant pigments that give beets like their deep red color, and they're also an anti-inflammatory.
Well, and it's a good time of year. They're seasonal. It's
yes.
a good
seasonal,
winter.
And you know what else we do? We eat not only the beets, but I don't buy loose beets. I buy them with the stem and the leaves.
Yeah. Oh, we make, yeah.
We then, you know, do the whole beet green and then olive oil and garlic and
we
a
do
lot
that
of
too.
Lemon, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, the beet greens are our favorite. Of course, there is the consequence of eating too many beets.
Yes, but hey, yeah. Detoxification.
And then you're like, what? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you all get it out there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yes,
yeah.
Your poop is crimson. It's really, you get red poop. It's just all there is to
and
it.
And there's always a moment of like, oh my God.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you go, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I had
beets.
That beet salad
yeah,
last
exactly.
night.
Exactly.
My father actually freaked out once and called me and said, I said, Dad, what did you have for dinner? And he goes, oh, thank God.
Now, I also juice with beets. I put beets in my standard carrot juice includes beets.
Yeah, that's a great, that's a great addition to any kind of either a smoothie. It's a great addition like to any dinner, and there's really a lot you can do with beets. Some other things I recommend too are like lemon, full of antioxidants, vitamin C. You really can't get enough of it. I mean, yes, I know I'm Greek and we put lemon on everything, but the point is it's so good for you.
Yeah. My dad, we used to use lemon at the table, and my dad would then just eat the rest of it. You know, just like take out the fruit and just, and unfortunately I do the same thing.
Well, yeah. I'm always concerned a little bit about the non-organic lemons and what they're sprayed with, the rind.
That's true.
So I don't throw lemons, like when I get water or something and I want to use a little in a restaurant and I want to use lemon, I don't throw the whole thing in there because I really don't know where that rind
has
been.
Have, you know what, just if I may interject, Megan, you have a pure 2O water system and you have alkaline water.
Yeah.
Soak the lemons in water
in
water, even like an hour before or whatever, and it's amazing because that alkalinity will take the pesticides out of there. If you put tomatoes, because tomatoes is a very, for whatever reason, the skin is thinner, put like grape tomatoes in regular water, grape tomatoes in the alkaline water.
No kidding.
Pull it out. The alkaline water will be all yellow because of the way it's pulled the pesticide. So you can do
good
the same thing with lemon so that you can detox even better.
That's a detox hint that I hadn't known. And my own water.
Yeah.
I got special water.
It's awesome.
You too can have special
water.
Now,
see, I use lemon a lot like I use my apple cider vinegar.
Yes.
I can use that with some raw honey and like a
warm. That's in your elixir too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I sometimes put lemon in the elixir.
Can we bottle this thing? Make some,
we probably
make a couple shekels.
I noticed that there's a guy, there's a stuff called fire water or something or fire juice in the health food store. I'm like, I make that at home. So yeah, maybe we can make Green Diva's fire water.
Well, no, we can't use that. We'll have the Green Diva elixir or snake oil or, you know, the tonic.
Snake oil.
Whatever.
Snake oil.
I'm trying to come up with something clever.
Well, a couple other foods I think we should touch upon, too, that are just as powerful as beets because they also clean out your liver, because beets clean out your liver, are onions and garlic, too.
Yeah.
And I know we always talk about them, but you really can't get enough of them this time of year because they really help prevent cold, sickness.
Well, and that's, again, it's seasonal. They're you know, they're good. I don't know if you want to call them a spice. What are they? They're vegetables. Onion's a vegetable, for
onion's
sure.
Onion's a root.
It's a root.
They're both roots.
But they're both roots, yeah.
Okay.
They're both roots,
and they're both
yeah.
really good for you. And you're right. I eat a lot of them, and it doesn't matter. And I don't even care if I don't have friends, because I'm not sick. I'm knocking wood now.
Yeah.
When I was little, I remember my mom telling me that she would be cutting up onions, and she would just have them on the counter. And she used to watch me go over and eat them raw.
Oh, yeah. My kids
when I was
love
little.
Raw onions.
And she was like, what is wrong with this girl? My dad was like, she's going to be a foodie. Well,
bing, 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 bing.
Really quickly, we only have like 30 seconds, but are there any herbs that we should look to?
Yes. One of them is mint. And you'll have to look at my recipe to see a great way to incorporate mint, because I'm going to make a great beet salad that has mint in there. But mint is really good. Wheatgrass, I don't know if it's necessarily like an herb, but a lot of people do put them like in a beet or carrot drink. But dill is also another one.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're both parsley, I've heard, as well.
A lot of green herbs, I think, have
a lot. Well, parsley, yeah. You know why the parsley's on your plate? Because you're supposed to eat it after your
garlic,
meal.
After garlic, yeah.
For digestion.
To get rid of the icky, you know, ickiest in your mouth.
Well, that's what mint is used for, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm going to look for your recipe because
salad is good.
Delicious.
Sounds delish.
Yes.
You betcha.
All right, everybody, stay tuned. More coming up.
Hope you're hungry. For more easy and delicious recipes and even more foodie information, go to thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
Green Diva Misar.
Yeah, Green Diva Meg. Isn't technology awesome?
Oh, you betcha.
You know, it makes keeping up with the Green Divas radio show easier and easier.
Did you know that we're on iHeartRadio now?
Oh, yeah.
iHeartRadio has a new talk channel, iHeartRadio Talk, and all you have to do is download the app, go to the website, go into the search bar, and search green. And guess what comes up to the top?
Why, the Green Divas radio show!
That way you'll never miss a Green Divas radio show.
Reduce, recycle, reuse, and if you're feeling creative, repurpose. Repurposing is one of Green Diva Mizar's favorite DIY things to do, and it's fun.
Okay, so how are we going to detox our faces?
Okay, first and foremost, and again, full disclosure here, I do own a water filtration and purification company, which then delivers water that's very high pH, which makes it alkaline.
Okay.
The best thing you can do is drink water, But I don't want anybody drinking bottled water because 90% of all bottled waters are acidic. They will dehydrate you.
Right. And most okay? bottled water is in plastic, and we're trying to get away
exactly.
from that.
Exactly. There are a few out there that are alkaline. So drinking water, especially in the wintertime, is one of the best thing you can do, not only for your face, but for your entire body inside and out.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll keep you very hydrated, and especially your face as well. So, number one. Number two, Gina was talking a little bit about the ingredients that go into her detox for the inside of the body,
right,
which a lot
food,
of them
yeah.
are the mm-hmm. same as what we find for
They're
the outside.
They're just as nourishing, yeah.
Yeah, and they have the thing is about the ingredients. For instance, you could do a milk and honey, very common facial. There's also vinegar and lemon, common facial. Oatmeal and
now, when you say vinegar, do you mean like white vinegar? Do you mean apple cider vinegar?
I'm not entirely sure, but I will find out. But the key here is, if you have oily skin, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to want to use the avocado-based mask.
Right, right.
Or anything that's
or the
a little
banana.
Or like a coconut
or the
something.
Banana.
Like
based,
those kinds of things.
Exactly. If you have, and you would probably want to have something a little bit more astringent.
Right.
Now, vinegar can be very astringent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to take caution that if maybe you need to mix it with some water because you don't want to burn your face. And there's always that possibility, even with vinegar.
Right.
So what I've done is I've just kind of culled a bunch of recipes.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing to be aware of is depending on what is going on with your skin. You know, if you have normal skin, anything with oatmeal is going to be great.
So if you're like a woman of a certain age, you might have combination skin, right? A little dry patch here.
Well, there are the over 50 recipes
yeah.
out there, too.
Yeah. Gina's rolling her eyes.
Well,
her.
Because she's a spring chicken.
But still, people my age, you know, we deal with acne.
Well, and
that's
you
true.
Should also do preventative maintenance
yeah.
at your age.
Yeah,
it's true.
But you know what? You bring up a good point. I haven't done that much research as far as like the acne, because that's a skin condition.
Right.
I would caution people before they do too many of these natural facials, because if you're under a doctor's care, you're going to want to balance that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's obviously a personal choice. Whether
or
you
check
choose,
with the doctor.
Or
too.
Check with the doctor, because if you're taking medication, and again, that's a personal choice. And sometimes it's that bad. Or if you're applying some kind of a topical, you know, skin treatment that really kind of exfoliates very, very deeply where you can't go out into the sun.
Right.
You need to be careful. You're not going to want to put vinegar on that.
Let me say something about detoxing in the skin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it's pretty common knowledge, especially years ago when we were doing macrobiotics food, we learned that, you know, your skin is the biggest organ, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you go into a detox process, it often will come out through the skin.
Oh, it often does. Absolutely.
So if you're eating very carefully or doing a specifically a detox diet, you may suddenly come up with little dry patch rashes or whatever strange things with your skin. So it's something to be aware of that you know, we do detox from the inside out.
Well, absolutely. That's why I said drinking
yeah,
good.
I think you're right.
Safe, healthy water.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
yeah.
Full disclosure, this
large
is my,
amounts.
This is my tagline
yeah.
From a system that provides it for you
yeah.
and has all those elements in there. And we have done shows, events where we've gone in as sort of a beauty component.
Right.
And we actually talk about hydrating and detoxing from the inside out.
I like
so
it.
It's just so very important. And winter, it's as important, if not more important, to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend of mine. Why do I crave ice cream in the winter? And it's because in the summertime, ice cream kind of makes you go, ugh, ugh. I don't like ice cream in the summer. Everybody said, oh, it's a summertime snack. Well, it really isn't because
cold,
the mucus
yeah.
and yeah. whatever, you're better off eating it in the wintertime if you want to eat ice cream. I don't know why I said that because it's sort of totally off
so
topic.
So you're
going
to have a post that people can go to and find all of these luscious recipes.
Yeah. And just stuff that you have in the cabinet or in your fridge or whatever. Stuff
yeah.
that's been there for a long time that's tried and true.
So it's a little DIY home spa detox.
Facial detox.
Yeah, I like
facial
it.
Detox. So right. It's a good way to do it.
All right, everybody. Go to thegreendivas.com and check it out. Stay tuned. Lots more coming.
For step-by-step instructions on this DIY project and to find out more about the Green Divas radio show and podcasts, visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com.
Greetings, everyone. This is David Avocado Wolf, nutritionist, author, and chocolatier. And you're listening to The Green Divas. Listen close, tune in, and have the best day ever.
The Green Divas get to talk to so many inspiring people who each in their own way is helping us find a deeper shade of green. Here's just one of them. Enjoy.
Okay, so we have a couple of ladies from Ekla Home and Ekla Textiles, but Ekla is a, you know, an eco-friendly furniture company. I love the O Eco Textiles title. But we've got Donna Halloran, who is, I hope I said that right. She calls herself the Intergalactic Sales Coordinator, which I loved. And we've got Leanne Van Dusen, who is the
Eco Textiles.
Thank you.
Eco Textiles.
You. Okay, ladies. Hi, how are you?
Great. Very well, thank you.
I have to say that I don't often think about planet-friendly furniture, except when it comes to one particular mattress maker who made a lot of money with that foam mattress.
Yeah. Oh, and the Tempur-Pedic?
I was going to say nameless, but that's okay.
Just all kidding. Right.
That was Gina. Gina said that, not me. But I'm guessing, and I've read, actually, that that can be rather toxic.
Very toxic. So talk to us a little bit about Ekla and how you all got started and what you're doing.
Okay, so Emily Kroll, who is the owner of the company, has been making custom upholstered furniture in Los Angeles for about 25 years. And she has always been interested in a healthier way to produce furniture. So she started thinking in the mid-2000s that she would really love to turn her conventional furniture operation over to something that was less toxic, using less toxic materials, and started doing some research. And she and I actually came together and came up with using just natural, non-toxic ingredients to make upholstered furniture. Maybe the way it had been made many, many years ago before the chemical companies, the late World War II and after. And so we're just using all certified natural latex rubber, certified organic wool batting, certified organic cotton fabric, no VOC stain, no plywood, just FSC certified hardwood. It's pretty straightforward. There aren't a lot of ingredients in the furniture, but it lasts.
So let's back up and talk about what is toxic. What are we not thinking about that might be in a couch or a chair or a rug that we purchase? I know I've heard of formaldehyde, but I'm sure there's a lot more to it.
Even the carpeting, when you think about it, sure.
Well, yeah, I'd like Leanne to answer that as the chemist.
Well, actually, no, I'm not a chemist, but we've been doing this for about 7 or 8 years and learning as we go. I mean, I should be a chemist, but anyway, well, first of all, let's look at polyurethane foam, which is what most cushions are made of, and it's made of two ingredients. There are polyols and diocyanates, both of which are both toxic and poisonous. They're, the U.S. EPA considers polyurethane foam fabrication to be terribly hazardous, and it produces things like methylene chloride and hydrogen cyanide. I mean, everybody's heard of hydrogen cyanide.
Well, that's not good.
And as the foam sits in your house, it evaporates many of these chemicals. And, you know, I've just been reading about the new, there's a movement to reform the old Toxic Substances Control Act in the United States.
Right.
And because it's pretty much you can drive Jeeps through the whole
thing. Yeah, it's really, it's
antiquated, yeah.
Beyond antiquated, right. I mean, it's just like ink on paper and nothing else. It's just, it really has to be taken care of.
Right, because there are so many chemicals that are in use, and our knowledge of how these chemicals work has changed so much since 1976. We now know we have biomonitoring. We're aware of how tiny little bits of chemical exposures can change the genetic makeup of your kids. And so actually, I was just writing a blog about that, if you want to hold on.
Tell us about that.
Well, let me ask you the obvious question. When you say genetic makeup of your kids, does that mean if you and your partner are, say, consummating a marriage, planning a family in a bed that may have these chemicals, that it may have some adverse effect on your unborn
genetic
baby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As I said, I'm not a chemist, so I'm certainly not the last word in this. but what we have found...
Don't worry. Don't stress about it, because we're going to post it on the Green Divas site. And whenever you find it, you find it. In the meantime,
okay.
You know, what we're learning about so much of these chemicals, I think there's like 80,000 known chemicals used in consumer products. And I think there's like 200 or something that are tested and regulated. So, I mean, there's a vast amount of chemicals that we don't even know about that.
And
some of which we do know something about. They are endocrine inhibitors. Mm-hmm. They cause cancer, asthma, asthma. And well, I said that kind of funny, didn't I?
That was kind of funny, but that's okay.
So it's funny because I guess, you know, furniture is a large item, a large ticket item. And people don't think, I don't know. Well, a lot of people have furniture for a long time. I mean, you know, so
yeah,
I mean, I've had that.
Too.
Well, this one couch
so
that I've
components.
Had.
There are so many components of the couch that can be harmful for you. For example, there's the polyurethane foam, which will emit all kinds of bad things over time. In fact, there was a study done by somebody who said that over 20 years, something like 20% to 30% of the foam evaporates.
Oh.
It's in the air that you're breathing.
So it's outgassing for that long.
Right.
Ugh.
Yes, ugh. It does. And then the glues and the varnishes are all made with chemicals that can also evaporate into the air. And then there is the fabric used to cover the sofa, not just the decorative fabric, but also the fabric on the inside.
Right.
They wrap the batting and that sort of thing. But the decorative fabric also, not only can it, can those chemicals evaporate, but also you can, the skin is the largest organ of the body, so
right.
when you're sitting on it, you can absorb them through your skin.
Well, not to mention, don't they often spray some of the outside with this Scotch Guard or all these various things? They can't be altogether clean.
And there actually benefits as far as the typical consumer goes, despite the fact that they're so toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yikes.
But another way that the fabric gets into your body is by, you know, every time you sit on the sofa, microscopic pieces of the fibers break off and fly into the air, and then you can breathe them in.
Oh,
or they
goody.
Fall into the dust, and then crawling kids and dogs breathe them in.
Oh.
So, you know, there's a lot of ways that you absorb these chemicals that are in the fabrics. And many of the chemicals that are in the news, you know, flame retardants, but also BPA, the lead, mercury, Scotch Guard, this kind of thing, is also in fabric.
Well, so, and then there's the combination. So let's say you have, a couch that's like riddled with foamy, bad, you know, chemicals, and the fabric's not cool, and there's glues and there's stains. Then you've got a carpet that might be treated with, you know, have formaldehyde issues or whatever. Then this stuff all mixes up, and it, I mean,
you're living in a toxic waste dump, is what it comes down to.
And I don't think there's been a lot of testing, from what I understand, and maybe you can tell me, on the interactions of all these things.
Well, that's one of the new things that we're finding out. They're finding that some chemicals, which have no observed effect at a certain level, if they're combined with other chemicals, can become really toxic. For example, a dose of mercury that would kill 1 out of 100 rats, when combined with a dose of lead that would kill 1 out of 100 rats, kills every rat.
Oh.
So all 100 rats die.
Nice. Yeah. Not good.
So, and it's just, you know. So the timing and the order of exposure is critical. So if a pregnant woman is exposed to a certain chemical at a certain period of fetal development, it may set the stage for an interruption in the way her child develops.
And we wouldn't know that until many, many, many years later. Here's what I wanted to ask. Looking back at the company itself and Emily Cole, there obviously she went against the grain. You all went against the grain. What has been the hardest component or the hardest thing to really obtain or do to get this off the ground?
Oh, wow. I think the biggest problem that we have encountered is that initially there were enough people who were interested in this and concerned enough about all of the chemicals. But the components of what we make are very expensive. The certified organic natural latex rubber is outrageously expensive. So even if people had a certain amount of information that made them want to just find something conventional, they couldn't necessarily afford it. And then right behind that would just be the proliferation of information to consumers. What else would you say, Leanne?
So there's an educational curve, and that is one of the questions I had was the cost. Is it prohibitive? Do you find a lot of resistance?
Actually, can I talk for you for Ecla Home for just a second?
Sure. Donna?
I think that the cost, if you look at the cost of a sofa that's produced by a name designer, which can run into a lot of money, the Ecla Home sofas are a buy. They're a steal at the cost. So even if they're, say, $3,000, when you look at the other costs associated with what a non-organic sofa would bring into your home, you know, perhaps, and what makes this so difficult is that you may or may not have an adverse reaction to many of these chemical mixtures because there is individual susceptibility, but you don't know.
So
you may end up spending a lot of money on medical bills.
Well, so there's also just, there's value that is a little bit hidden perhaps. And some people probably have, like myself, I have a different kind of value system. And I do place a high value on healthy, clean environment inside my house, whether it, you know, dollars and cents, you know, don't always add up for me because I have, you know, I value things a little bit differently, but and hopefully part of that's the education that you're trying to do to get folks to understand just exactly why this would be valuable.
It's a good point. Our pieces, they're bench made. They are made to last. They are investment pieces. And so some of it is you have consumers who understand that they don't want to throw their furniture out in 5 years. And these pieces are meant to last for 25 years and longer because natural latex isn't going to break down the way synthetic foam does. But it really also comes down to a value system. We have a lot of people who purchase our sofas may understand like that's more important than taking a trip to Disney World. And they're not trying to buy something that they know they're going to throw away in 5 years.
Well,
so
that's
understand these are investment pieces.
I get that, and
over the life.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just like as Leanne said, over the life, they are a bargain. You know, it's just some people are so used to the five pieces for $1,000.
Yeah, well, and that's the come on. But in 5 years, those five pieces are going to be garbage. I mean, clearly you have what I call a European mindset, which I think is slowly creeping its way. And the operative word here is slowly creeping into our society, where you buy once, you buy well, and you don't buy again. You just have to buy well enough that you're not going to get sick of something. I mean, my mother, as an immigrant, when she sees something that she likes and that she wants, even if it's the most expensive, she's going to buy it. I mean, the first thing she bought when she came over in 1957 was a Singer sewing machine. Well, guess what? She bought a very expensive Singer sewing machine, probably prohibitive for her at those times, but she still has it.
Well, she probably also saved a lot of money on clothing and decorative items in the house did sew herself.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that education curve is one of the most difficult to get over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, how do you approach
hook a Green Diva up with one of these couches? We've got this old couch that I'm convinced is poisoning us now. The more we're talking, it's like 15 years old, and I'm like, no. And I've my grandchildren just moved in, so I'm like, I got to do this. I got to get a new couch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, interestingly enough, we used to be in retail stores and showrooms, but due to the fact that they have overhead and they needed to make money too, the pieces were a lot more expensive. So almost 5 years ago, we decided to sell direct to consumers. And it may sound unbelievable, but we do not have showrooms. I mean, we truly talk to people and we exchange many emails. And because there are so few of us making these, we do a good amount of business and we ship quite a bit to the New York City area, but it's a huge leap of faith for people.
Well, yeah, but I would imagine. I'm sorry, I would imagine you may send fabric samples and things like that, so tactile. You know, we really want
to
feel and know. Yeah.
So tell me, where are most of these pieces or all of these pieces manufactured?
In Los Angeles.
Okay.
So all of them. Yeah.
U.S. made.
Yeah, and the wood comes from where? Is it all U.S. wood, too? Is it all milled here?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. All locally sourced FSC-certified poplar.
Nice.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that FSC certification is really important because
yes, it is.
Ensures that we're going to have healthy forests for
Yes, it is. Yeah, so I'm liking that.
Well, also, Echo Textiles produces absolutely gorgeous fabrics. A lot of people immediately think that, you know, when you're going with something that's less toxic, and when they think of, you know, hemp, they tend to think, you know, real sort of dunny sack. And you get beautiful fabrics, and people are always surprised when they get the samples. How high the quality is. Been tested and vetted to hold up.
Do you sell the fabrics separate from the furniture pieces as well?
Well, we're actually two different companies.
Oh.
So we provide the fabrics to Ecla Home, but we also sell fabrics.
So if I wanted to make a throw pillow or a duvet cover on my own, because I do that, my mother taught me well, but I can go online, take a look at your fabrics, and say, okay, throw me 15 yards of this stuff.
Well, you could when we have our website up.
so we
have a website called Echo Textiles, which is not designed to be a useful website, so we're revising it. And we're in the process of doing that now.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
because recently
but
I was looking for fabric.
But can I say that the whole idea I want to say use the word luxury, because we use natural fibers, I think, are going to have to be considered luxuries now because they are they're becoming rare and hard to find.
That's such a shame.
It is, because synthetics are taking over. And the kind of work that Ecla Home does to create a beautiful and safe piece of furniture to put in your house is you know, so is a luxurious product by definition. But our idea of what makes a luxurious product is changing, and it used to be what it cost. But I think now we have to think about how it's produced, and to know where it comes from, and the fact that it's not hurting anybody, it's not hurting the environment, and that you can be comfortable knowing that you're also buying clean air and water and maybe a healthier environment.
Yeah, I mean, these things are beyond our own health, which is like an immediate concern and should be. But the health of the people who make these products, the health of the environment, and the long-term effects of all of it. We have to wrap up, but I'm really glad that both of you were able to get on the line with us. I think we had it was eye-opening for me, and I know a lot about this stuff.
Yeah, ladies, by all means, when your website is, now that we've got the Connect, send us updates, keep us in the loop. Because we always want to know any new thing, and if we can spread the word and make that education curve just a wee bit less steep, we'll do it.
Send a couch. If you have any rejects out there.
I'll run it by Emily, but we would love to send a couch to anywhere in New York City if you'd be willing to let people come in and sit on it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in New York City. I'm out in New Jersey. You're in a commuter.
Close enough.
But I would happily, we would also promote the heck out of it because, what we do, we do video with it. We can actually do interviews on it.
Rather than a couch, why don't you send us a love seat? So it'll fit right up here in the studio.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Why don't you measure what size it is or length you can take, because we truly are looking for somebody, whether it's northern New Jersey, New York, to put a piece somewhere.
Well, and we also do video. See, what I was thinking is we do video in the studio whenever we have a guest, and a lot of our celebrity guests come in.
Yeah.
We do video with them, and we can have on the couch.
Well, but even on the couch. Oh, yeah. Let's go to the couch.
Let's go to the couch.
You remember Dean Martin?
Let's
go to the couch. Listen, you can have two or three venues, too, because I have a big family, and I host a lot of people as well. Just saying. But, is there a place where we can go and take a look at what's out there so that
that's what they're trying to establish.
That's what we're saying, is that we don't have a showroom, and people just blindly buy our stuff.
Wow.
And they're really pleased with it. When they take delivery, and they say, oh, my gosh, the quality is what I expected, and the comfort level is what I asked for.
We'll definitely promote for you guys. We could do that.
We'll promote the heck out of it every time we do a video.
In the meantime, what is the current site that people can go to for Ekla Home, at least?
Yeah, so it's just www.klahome.com. You can look at all of our pieces. We do custom. So if you don't see something on
I'm going there right now. And we're going to actually post this on thegreendivas.com. And, we'll let everybody know exactly how to find y'all. But thank you so much for calling today. And I'm looking forward to working with y'all.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks so much.
Go to the fabric page and look at Eco's beautiful fabrics. If you want samples, we can mail you out whatever you're interested in to the office.
Yay! Thank you so much, ladies. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hope you enjoyed that as much as they did. Please visit thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. For more fun podcasts and information on the Green Divas and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident Gina has no idea what we mean by I'm going to go to the couch.
Yes.
Are you like in the dark there?
A little bit.
All right.
Little
bit. Does she even know who Dean Martin is?
You said Dean Martin before, so I do know who Dean Martin is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I play one of his songs in the ukulele.
It's the sky like a big pizza pie that's amore.
My friend Ruby and I, we do his song Sway.
Oh, great
on the ukulele.
Song.
When
great song.
Are you bringing the ukulele?
So you know what's really funny? I was driving down the highway.
No, it's not funny because we haven't heard it yet, but go ahead.
I was driving down the highway, like about to pick up 287, and I was like, No, because like I had it by the door.
Could you imagine like having talked about Dean Martin? You could have played us out with the uke today.
I could have done Sway.
Oh, I love that song too. I love it. It's a very sexy song.
It is
very sexy. All right, well, I'm glad you know who Dean Martin is.
I do.
But he used to have a show.
It was like
a variety show. No, it was his own show.
His own show.
But, you know, he used to have surprise guests that would come through the door, and he never
knew
who
it was.
There was
always a party at Dean Martin's.
Oh, yeah, because he always had a cocktail and a cigarette, you know? I mean, not that that's good, but, you know, it was a great show. Yeah.
Anyway, that show was packed with information and a lot of good ideas. And, Lord, like, I just had no idea. Now I'm, like, scared of my couch. And my pillow. Dun, I have one dun, of those memory dun, foam dun. Pillows. No wonder I'm like so.
Oh, but that could be
wacky.
Affecting your breathing right now with this coughing
could
and
be
hacking you've been
my
doing.
Brain.
Yeah, I regret to say that I worked for a company and I'm sleeping on one of them and I hate it. I hate it.
I like it for my neck, but I'm not so sure I like it for the poison part.
Well, no, it's bad.
Yeah, being poisoned isn't good.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? This mattress is like wrapped in plastic. What does that tell you? You know, it tells you something, right? It tells you something. They don't want any icky coming out of there.
So I'm going to start thinking about, you know, different ways that I can detoxify my house a little bit more.
Yeah.
You guys had some great ideas for food and
facials.
Detoxing our
winter skin.
Our beauty products, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Stay tuned because there's lots more coming up soon. You know, go to the blog and check us out on
Facebook.
Yay, in unison. All right, everybody. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit the blog at thegreendivas.com. That's greendivas.com. And remember to share the good green news with friends and family.